The town of Greenwich, Connecticut was one of several around the country to see local Democrats win seats in this week's election. But it drew national news before the election when the campaign turned ugly online. WSHU's Davis Sullivan sat down with a local journalist in Greenwich to talk about the campaign.
Leslie Yeager is the editor of the news site Greenwich Free Press, which she founded in 2014. Leslie, you've covered a few local elections in Greenwich now. How is this one different than the ones in the past?
It's in the wake of having a president with a low approval rating, and Greenwich is a pretty conservative overall Republican town, but we're changing, and I feel like it's a little bit in response to what's happening on a national level. A lot of women of all stripes went down to the Women's March in D.C. in January, and when they came back, they wanted to do something more. Sort of right afterward, one of our longtime RTM, that's the Representative Town Meeting, district leaders who's had 16 terms, was arrested for sexual assault.
That local lawmaker, Christopher von Kaiserling, lost his seat this week as political newcomers swept Greenwich's local elections. Most of them are women who were mobilized to run after the Women's March on Washington and protests against von Kaiserling. A lot of them are part of a local activist group called March on Greenwich.
And they're like, whoa, 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 we wanted to come back doing something.
This local election actually drew quite a bit of national coverage from New York Times, from Vogue magazine. One of this week's winners wrote an online op-ed about the movement, and that drew the ire of a local blogger who encouraged residents not to vote for any female candidate.
Yeah, so he told his readers, and he has a pretty big readership, do not vote for this coven of shrieking banshees.
What kinds of things did you start to see on your own comments? It's true, I know that a lot of local sites are encouraged to push commenting as much as possible to increase traffic and draw new advertisers.
If that's your only goal is to make money and have traffic at the expense of what I feel is real journalism, I think ultimately you're shooting yourself in the foot. So when I started Greenwich Free Press, my goal was to just work really, really hard and earn eyeballs and not get the traffic from the comments. That's why I said you have to use your real name. You have to use your real name, and you can't use swear words and you can't use threats.
And a couple of days, I think, before the election, you decided to disable the program that allows people to comment on your site.
I think it was the eve of the election. Mm-hmm. And I was so busy, but people started writing to me saying, scrub it. They're revealing my identity. So I said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And I found myself spending 3 hours trying to help these people and not write my story. The whole point of this app that you use to have comments is not to moderate them, but to give everybody a free voice and their guaranteed anonymity. Well, that was never my goal. So I called my techie guy and I said, just deactivate it.
You're not the first news outlet to decide to do that, a lot, including NPR. A lot of news outlets have shied away from using comments. Some people seem to think they cause more problems than they're worth.
Every time I write a story and publish it, I'll take the link and I put it on the Greenwich Free Press Facebook and on Twitter. And as soon as I put it on Facebook, I got instantaneous from a variety of people. Good for you. You go, girl. Good decision.
It seems like your readers are getting what you're going for here, trying to encourage a little more civility, maybe a little more accountability.
Civility was a big theme in this election in Greenwich. We have a new Greenwich school superintendent who is lovely. And she wrote, was her November message to all the community, all the families of Greenwich Public Schools. She said venting is one thing, but, toxic vitriol is another. And it was very timely because this election was so, so ugly in Greenwich.
Now that the election's over, do you think the tone is going to change a little bit, get a little less ugly now that you're going to see some new faces?
If people take a lesson from what the results were, they'll realize that, behaving badly and making disparaging remarks doesn't work. It'll backfire. And I hope it's a lesson for everybody. I really do. Being a troll with an alias is fun. You can say what you want, but it's not worth it. It's not worth it to be a jerk.
Leslie Yeager is the editor of the Greenwich Free Press. She was speaking with WSHU's Davis Donovan.